Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Diana Fritschgott-Roth back on the show. Diana has become an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. We call on her for so many different things. She's an outstanding economist. She's the director of Manhattan Institute's Economics21.org website, which is we're really proud of the work that she's doing there. She's the author of a number of books, including Regulating to Disaster and Women's Figures, an illustrated guide to the economic progress of women in America. She's our good friend, Diana Fritschgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you. It's
good
great
to have you back. Diana, this segment, I want you to talk to us about what's going on with the Fed. The Federal Open Market Committee is meeting their second of 2 days this week, and there was a time, Diana, when there was a lot of suspense about what the Fed was going to do. Are they going to raise rates? Are they going to lower rates? Are they going to forecast? Are they going to leak that they might be leaning towards rates going up or down or whatever? There's not much suspense anymore, is there?
No, there isn't. They're going to release a statement at 2 o'clock today. But what's really interesting is that they had what was called forward guidance. They said that they would stop their monetary accommodation, their low interest rates,
right,
when the unemployment rate got to 6.5%. But right now, the unemployment rate is getting towards there. We're at 6.7. We were at 6.6 a couple of months ago. So the big question was, what is the Fed going to do when it gets to 6.5%? Because right now, 6.5% is not showing a strong labor market.
Right.
We're only at a low unemployment rate because all these people have dropped out of
That's
the labor
right.
force. They're all discouraged. So it looks like the Fed's what they call forward guidance, in other words, telling people what they're going to do when something happens. That's kind of being thrown out of the window.
Well,
and
hopefully
probably what they're going to say today is they're going to keep low interest rates and they're going to keep the current rate of tapering, which is giving up a certain amount of mortgage-backed securities and treasury bills.
Well, now, they've already dropped it from $85 billion down to, what, $65 billion a month? And are they
going
will they lower that? Are you predicting they will stay at that level or lower it, the easing?
I think that they're probably going to lower it a little bit more because of the jobs number that we got last month, which was 175,000. This gives them the excuse to keep
right.
lowering it,
right.
even though the labor market is not that strong.
Even though it takes 150,000 a month just to take care of the new people in coming into the marketplace. So it's not much of a 150,000 is not much of a number. So part of the news, one of the reasons why this is a little bit newsworthy, this meeting today, Diana, is because if I'm not mistaken, is this the first or maybe the second Fed meeting that I think this may be the first one that Janet Yellen, the new chairman, has managed on her own all by herself.
Exactly. Yes. It is.
I think the last one was a transition, a handoff meeting. And
right.
This is her first one, right?
Yes, exactly. But she is very competent, and there shouldn't be any change. In fact, she is very much in favor of easy money and monetary accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
So with her, the markets don't have to worry about any sharp increase in interest rates. She is more likely to leave them low than raise them, which, by the way, I'm not sure is a good idea.
You know, Diana, one thing that I liked about her, I heard her testimony at the Senate last fall, and then I heard recently another testimony, and I liked the way she talks about everyday stuff in her language. She talked about small banks, community banks. She talked about small business. She talked about families. I like the way she uses that kind of language. It makes me believe that the Fed is actually, somewhere in the Fed's discussion, they're actually talking about Main Street instead of Wall Street. What do you think?
Exactly, yes. Well, she is by training a labor economist, and so she focuses on the labor market and real people and what happens.
Yeah.
So that's why, since she does not have the traditional background of a monetary economist, her language is more amenable to the man in the street.
And yet, she does have significant Fed background. She's been a Fed governor.
Exactly.
She's been a Fed bank president. Was she the vice chairman? Wasn't she once? I can't remember.
Exactly. Yeah.
But so she's
that's
got
right,
significant
that's right.
Fed
she was
background.
The vice chair of the Fed.
So no big news probably today from the Fed. They've got a challenge. The Fed continues, I think, to be the central bank for the world. In a lot of ways. She's got a big job to do, and we'll see how she does. We come back. Diana Furstscott-Roth and I are going to talk about income inequality. Is it real or is it manufactured by certain politicians? After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.